News and interviews from your community every morning on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us here on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center, being fabulous in every way, taking good care of the changing landscape of our Sunrise program. So we very much appreciate his help and hard work each morning, in particular today. On the news line with us now, Tracy Fountain is a candidate for Pennsylvania Auditor General. You'll see her name on the upcoming Democratic ballot that will be out in the spring primary. She hopes to replace Eugene DePasquale, who's not running for the office. Tracy, thank you so much for calling in. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark. Thank you so much for having me.
Our audience is hearing about you perhaps for the first time, so tell us about your experiences in the Auditor General's Department. You are a Democrat, so tell us about your candidacy, please. Introduce yourself to our audience.
Good morning, everyone. Yes, as Mark said, my name is Tracy Fountain, and I am a certified public accountant since 1991, who spent 29 years with the Auditor General's office before I decided to resign to run, and I had to resign by law to be able to run for the office. During my tenure there, I served as bureau director of five different audit bureaus, in addition to serving as the department's technical training manager, and prior to that, a field supervisor.
All right.
And
please continue. Yeah, go ahead.
And I decided to run because when I started with the Auditor General's office, we had 850 employees statewide, and at the time that I resigned in September, due to various budget cuts by the legislature, we were down to 440 people. And as of November 1st, due to a buyout to reduce staff so that payroll could be met, another 48 people resigned, leaving the department with approximately 392 employees to cover 5,000 audits annually. I feel as though I am the best candidate in this race because of my experience. And at this time, you need someone with the knowledge that I have to really keep the audits going with such a small staff.
You have experience in the office. You're also a certified public accountant. I imagine that that is critical for that office.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Actually, what has happened for the four auditor generals that I work for, they hired CPAs to serve as their deputy auditor general for audits. So their responsibilities and duties would be to oversee the bureau directors. So by me being a certified public accountant, I can cut out that position and, you know, do those duties and responsibilities myself, in addition to serving as the, you know, that elected official to communicate with Pennsylvanians in terms of identified fraud, waste, and abuse, and mismanagement of state tax dollars.
Eugene DePasquale brought a certain personality and a series of endeavors and outreaches to the office. Would you be similar? In what way would you be similar to the way he's run the office? And in what way would you differ from the incumbent office holder there, who happens to be running for U.S. Congress? I mean, we'll add that in there as an aside. But in how would you be similar or different from him?
The way that I would be similar is that I believe in getting the information to the taxpayers as soon as possible, so making our audit reports as timely as possible. Because of the staff shortages, you know, we're dealing with auditing some years that are a little further behind than where we should be if we were fully staffed, I should say. So I would definitely work on that by implementing, working with the bureau directors to implement certain types of risk-based audit approaches that I've done in the bureaus that I've had, in addition to doing a lot of community outreach in terms of town hall meetings and things of that nature to discuss issues that are of concern to Pennsylvania taxpayers.
All right, so we would... please continue your answer. Go right ahead.
Yeah. So in using that format, I think it would help to up the profile of the Auditor General's office, because as I go around the state on this campaign, I find many Pennsylvanians, they know who the prior Auditor Generals are, and they definitely know who Eugene is. Pennsylvanians still struggle with what actually the Auditor General's office is responsible for and what our powers and duties are. So I would like to change that.
what is the Auditor General's office for, and what are your powers and duties? How's that for a follow-up question?
I'm glad you asked that. Well, the Auditor General's office is one of Pennsylvania's four row offices in state government. And everyone's familiar with what the governor does, the state treasurer, the attorney general, but for some reason, the Auditor General's office in itself just doesn't resonate. But we are mandated by law to function as Pennsylvania's fiscal watchdog, which means we have the mandated authority to audit any entity or persons receiving state funding. So it's not local dollars, it's not federal dollars, but we have the authority over state dollars. And that authority is really just recommendations for improvements and identification of fraud, risk, and abuse. We have no enforcement power, so that's very important. When we find things that are fraudulent or significant noncompliance and things of that nature, what we would do is report it to, if it's theft, the local DA's office. We can go to the inspector general, things of that nature. But we are a recommending agency.
Would you be doing some advocacy? I know one thing that your predecessor, your hoped-for predecessor, is doing is some of the elements that, particularly, let's say, with the Game Commission or with other offices, maybe with state dollars that are used for Medicare, there is some advocacy there, some suggestions for either the legislature or the agency or even the public. Do we see you helping with that kind of wisdom for the agencies, organizations, and citizens in Pennsylvania?
Yes, of course. I would do that as well. All of the reports that we issue, whether it's in the realm of dormant advocacy or with our audit reports, there are recommendations included in all those reports and what we recommend, what the department would recommend to address the problems that we see. Go ahead.
How did you get to decide that you wanted to run for office? You certainly are a long-term employee, so that aspect of your life is stable, but now you've decided that elected office is the way to go.
I just spent, after 29 years with the Auditor General's office, I just still have a passion for the work. And like I said, with the staff shortages and things of that nature, in my experience, my qualifications, I just felt that it was my duty to run. And it was something new for me. The Auditor General's office has historically been used as a stepping stone office for some people who ultimately want to serve in another capacity, you know, at a higher office, whether that be governor or congressional seats and things of that nature. I don't really have those aspirations at this particular time because I am a first-time candidate, but I just think that I can put my knowledge and experience to very good use to get the department through this tough time after Eugene would leave.
You mentioned that you are, in your campaign materials, you're the only African-American woman candidate in the race. In what way does that bring an aspect to the race that would be helpful in Harrisburg?
There is another African-American woman in the race out of Monroe County. I was when I was the only African-American woman when I first decided to run. But from the standpoint, I will say that there's never been a person of color who's held a row office in Pennsylvania. So just like there's never been a person who was a CPA who's run for office and served as Auditor General in Pennsylvania. So I would love to be the first, but I would say whoever's in there should be just the most qualified person, irrespective of, you know, their color or nationality.
All right, and in what way would a person of color help the Auditor General's office serve all Pennsylvanians?
I think that that it would give, from my perspective, there are things that I've experienced that I can bring to the table, and possibly be able to get some good reports out of that. Like one of the things that I'm really interested in is the criminal justice system in the cash bail system. So I've been thinking about how I could possibly take a look, how we could take a look at that system in terms of seeing if there's any savings for taxpayer dollars, you know, if there were some changes that could be made. I haven't thought it all the way through yet, but, you know, that's something that has never come up before in our department.
All right, Tracy Fountain, please reintroduce yourself to our audience, reiterate who you are, how folks can get more information as you run for the Democratic nomination for Auditor General in Pennsylvania, please.
Yes, my name is Tracy Fountain. I have a campaign website, which is tracyforpa.com, and that is spelled TRACIEFORPA.com. And all the listeners can go there and review my website and read about my qualifications, my experience, my plans for the department if elected. And I just want to encourage everyone to take a look, and if you like what you see, please vote for me on our primary on April 28th.
All right. Thank you so much, Tracy Fountain. Thank you so much for checking in. Come and visit us as you campaign. You can do another brief check-in prior to the primary, so we hope to hear from you again. Thank you, Tracy.
You definitely will. Thank you so much, Mark. Thank you to everyone.
You bet you do.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Tracy Fountain, Pennsylvanian, running for Pennsylvania Auditor General. Again, her website, tracyforpa.com. She and all bona fide candidates who are going to pop up in the primary have an open mic on WDKOK Sunrise.